Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff from Evan Silva. If you're in deep fantasy leagues, gave you a couple of ideas there. Strong opinions. How about New England money line? I was chuckling, not because I don't think we're in agreement with him, but he made some fair points about that Steelers defense, which we have talked about. Boy, another soft matchup for that Patriots offense. They get the Steelers defense. We didn't think it was going to be this bad at this point in the season, but you've always had – the first couple weeks, you had strong opinions anti-Patriots, but I haven't heard you talk about the Patriots. That's why I was chuckling as far as that matchup goes.
He did call it. He's like, you're both smiling. And I have not one time this week said that I'm going to the Steelers well. In fact, when we did power rankings yesterday, I was selling the Steelers. Because, look, you come into a season and you think, all right, let's look at this Patriots schedule. I had them losing week one. I talked about that for 3 months. And they did, and they look bad. But then you go to Miami, and you think, all right, they could lose this one, and then the Steelers' defense is going to shut it down in week three. And they could be 0-3. But they very realistically are going to be 2-1. And I hate to put a lot of stock into one win. Like, it didn't change how I feel about the young Patriots team. They're going to have some bumps and bruises. But you have such a margin for error when you – after this game, if you win against Pittsburgh and you're 2-1, then you get Carolina, come to Foxborough. You go to Buffalo, that's a loss. Then you go to New Orleans, Tennessee. You could win both. You could. I think to ask a second-year quarterback to go on the road and win two is not exactly easy. But let's call that a split. Then you're home against Cleveland and home against Atlanta. It's a very favorable schedule, which we always sort of knew. I mean, this is not a surprise. The schedule didn't sneak up on us. But I think that win against Miami was huge for that locker room and huge for the morale. And Vrabel running down the sidelines with Gibson as he's taking that kick back to the house. I don't – again, it didn't save their season, but 1-1 and 0-2 in the NFL with a young team is night and day. And that was a very, very resilient win. They're down in the third quarter. They're down in the fourth quarter on the road with a very young offense. And to get out of there with a win was respect. Like, I respect what they did in Miami. And I think we talked about this on Monday, of course. But now you look at that Steelers team, and Jesus. I mean, what is going on defense there? I was talking about this yesterday on one of the shows that I do throughout the week. I know it's only been a two-week sample size. But they're 29th in points and 29th in yards. And they've faced Justin Fields and Sam Darnold. Not like they faced Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, you know? So you know what McDaniel's going to do? He's going to run the ball. They're going to use those short passes in the flat to the running backs, Henderson and Stevenson. And they're going to try and put Drake May in positions to succeed. I thought it was also interesting that Evan was talking about the over in that game. But the Steelers are 2-0 to the over, so I guess it makes sense. Their defense can't stop anything, and their offensive line is a problem, big time.
A quick update on the game for tonight. You hinted at this earlier on in the show, and we saw a move about 20 minutes ago. The sharp offshore book that a lot of people reference because they want to see what's happening with the number, Pinnacle moved from 13 to 11.5 about 20 minutes ago. Joining the rest of the market. There are also 11s out there. It is Dolphins money coming in this morning here on game day, which I find quite interesting. I don't get the sense that they're just trying to get it to a specific number and then they're going to come in on the other side. Like they're betting a dog here.
Yeah, these are the sides that historically get home. We mentioned the stat off the top. When you start 0-2 ATS, these teams are generally cashing in that third week ATS. Again, not a massive sample size, but over 100 games. That's a lot. That's a lot for sample for me. You'd like to see, obviously, 100 or 1,000 in that deal, but this database has 62 and 39. ATS, when teams are dogs in week three that are 0-2 ATS. And there's three of them this week, actually. The Dolphins tonight, the Broncos against the Chargers, and the Texans. The Texans play, Texans are home against the Titans. No, that's 2 weeks from now. Texans have, I forget who the Texans have, but those are the three teams. Jaguars. Okay, Jacksonville. There you go. But those are the three teams that fit into that pocket. 0-2, they're dogs in week three. Those teams are 61% ATS. Dolphins, yep. Broncos, Texans this week.
I'm completely thrown off because in the Ramley thread, Paul sent the foot that was removed from the open for 10 toes down. I just can't.
I didn't look at it yet. Should I click it now?
Yeah, click it. I want to see your
reaction. Okay, I'll click it now. I have literally 20 tabs open, and I typed in Houston in my odds logic screen, and it took me to Sunday, September 28th for no reason. There's a million things going on here, if you can't already tell. All right, let me hit this. I'm hitting play right now on the Bet Sweats video. Oh, that's very loud. Oh, no, that's the foot? No, you can't use that.
Well, that's why Paul's an executive. He made that decision, that executive decision. Nope, not doing that foot. 1 foot fine.
Don't want to see feet. Those curly, nasty, red pointed toes. No, I'm good.
Gertz picking bad feet.
Oh,
okay, enough. Come on, man.
Nobody needs that.
Why?
No.
You're trying to grow the video stream. Not the opposite. Like people aren't going to come back ever again.
So Paul made the executive decision. He made the call because in the video that I just watched, and I'm already feeling my breakfast coming back up, you see the first pair of feet, and I'm like, oh, I recognize those feet. And then I'm scrolling. Ah! So Paul decided executively that he's just going to wipe the second set of feet. We kept the first set.
Good
but
move.
The second set got 66th.
Yeah.
I watched 86 twice.
And 86. Both times,
audibly. Just, ooh. Same reaction you had. I was like, we can't do this. But we just saw them now. So that's great.
So good. We still get them to the people. I like it. All right. Let's get some dirty dogs. Dogs that are tough. Tough to get to the window on. It just feels so gross. Oh, I can't bet it. I can't bet it. Oh, yes, you can. You can do anything in life. You can bet on these underdogs, and all these favorites are getting home. When we talk dirty dogs, Sam, what's the one game that comes to mind first? Which side?
Do I have to do money line or can I do ATS?
ATS is fine.
Cleveland. It's Cleveland for me. I already bet 8.5. I despise it. It makes me want to shower. And by the way, the reason I said 66 and not 86 is because that's the executive order in Star Wars when they kill all the young Jedis. 66. Anyways, Cleveland. Cleveland to me gets home this weekend. I'm not going to say outright, but I have taken 8.5 on the Browns. What could go wrong there, Joe?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. I've heard a lot of sharp people that like the Browns in this spot. And I guess it's off of last week. It's a route. And it's hard to go against Green Bay right now. So, yeah, that's a tough one. But I wonder if we'll get there on a contest tomorrow. I think we might. We might be in agreement as a show on that side as that number's going up. There's another one that jumps out to me that is going in that direction. Not as high of a number, but I certainly think it qualifies as a dirty dog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's fade Daniel Jones and the Colts, and let's look at the Titans. Is this not the definition of a dirty dog? It was 3.5 earlier this week. Now I see 4. Now we're touching 4.5 at some spots. I don't know how high this number is going to go. It's kind of in that den zone right now. Now that once you get past 4, like, is it going to go to 5.5? Is it going to get to 6? But bets, and I think, are difficult to pull the trigger on. Rookie quarterback, they haven't looked good, great in either game. Now, they covered the first week, not so much last week, but they did hang around for a half. They were leading for a half against the Rams. The Colts are the talk of the NFL. As crazy as that is, Daniel Jones is, and Steichen, great of a coach, and right now he's getting that steam for Coach of the Year. You understand why. Are they a great offense? Is this going to be short-lived? Nobody seems to know, but we've got a divisional home dog of more than a field goal, and I think they're a team that's going to be tough to pull the trigger on. Who popped their head in? I missed. Did you see that?
I think that's Jeff Schwartz. I don't know. Like I said, there's a million things going on right here. 6'6", 330-pound Jeff Schwartz saying peekaboo to the door. I don't know why. I'll find out during the break.
He's still pissed that they didn't cover against Northwestern. I get it.
Yeah, I know. Look, I understand the handicap on Tennessee because they have played two pretty decent defenses, right?
Oh, yeah.
You could argue top defenses in the NFL. I still don't think they're good. But you have a lot of things that fit into that wise guy window, I'll call it. You have the Colts, who people are riding high on. Colts going on the road, and the Titans are 0-2 straight up. So those are a lot of things that wise guys would look to bet. And on the ceiling of the market, I don't think the 4.5s are going to last. I don't think we're going to get to 5. You asked about pushback. I think you do get it at 4.5 on Tennessee. And I like the Colts. I'm buying stock. I'm not laying this number on the road week 3.
Man, you go from Sean Payton to McVay to Steichen. That's rough, especially when you're Callahan and he stinks. That's what makes this a dirty dog. That's what makes this the hardest bet to make.
Yep.
Anything
dirtiest
else
dog is the out? Giants. I mean, dirtiest dog is the Giants, if you can get there. I'm Got not there yet. Too. I'm trying to stomach only one dirty dog. And for me, as I've said all week, it's Cleveland. But another filthy, filthy dog. New York Giants, Sunday Night Football at home.
Saints got that dirty water, too. You're going to take Rattler on the road in Seattle against that defense?
Nope.
7.5? I'm not doing it either. It's tough to get there. So we gave out a couple that we, I think, could bet, could get there. And then a couple, no chance. You know, they're dirty dogs for a reason. Joe O, Sammy P, 10 toes down on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.